guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, it was a get-me-out type trading day across the board here today.
Boy, it really is, Randy. Risk-off is the theme. It's been the theme for quite a few days. The Dow fell over 2,000 points, and based on what happened in the weekend in crude oil and the energy fight that's now going between the Russians and the Saudis, the energy commodities, corn and biodiesel, soybean oil, really did feel the pressure.
Well, and then that's the whole thing. We get kind of collateral damage there again in the ag sector.
Well, it really is. And you know, when you look at the price of diesel being below the price of biodiesel, or if you look at discretionary blending being impacted in ethanol, or maybe the export side of things in ethanol, it kind of leaves a gloomy picture. Let's hope that the Russians and the Saudis come to better ideas. The Russians are off on holiday today, but we fear it may be a couple of months before those two parties can get it together with the harsh words that are being exchanged.
Yeah. Typically with this type of a head fear and then headline-driven markets, too, things can whipsaw in a heartbeat, but we've been kind of just trending lower and lower and lower here all the time.
Well, it is, and when you look at the 30-year bond, U.S. bond, now trading below 1%, closer to 0.8%, you know, it really shows the deflationary pressures that are to bear. And so this has been a risk-off deflationary kind of market. Credit markets are kind of seizing up for the moment, and so until they square themselves away, until we know more about the economic outlook for the U.S. and world economy relative to coronavirus, those are the kind of markets we're locked in, at least for the short period of time.
Sure. And then it makes sense to get the meat markets even more closely tied to what's going on in the stock markets.
Well, that's right. I mean, margin everywhere, whether it's the meat producer, the ethanol producer, up and down the bioenergy street, it's that compression of margin which is so important here, which is why grain values are struggling. Right now, we estimate the ethanol producers losing about 32 cents a bushel. That hurts. And so we're all wondering if we need to be taking down our forecast for ethanol production. If you look at livestock producers, if they're not hedged, the big break in the market was unexpected relative to consumer demand. That hurts. And so low interest rates usually compress margins, not increase them. And that's the worry I think a lot of ag traders here in Chicago are having.
Okay. Now, we got a report tomorrow, the WASDE report. Nothing today is going to be in that report, but are we expecting anything big?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything big, but the USDA is behind the eight ball on both soybean and corn exports, so some reduction there is possible. Whether they try to sit back and see if China is going to be making any purchases or enlarged purchases is the question. But, you know, we can envision that the U.S. soybean export estimate is overstated by 150, 200 million bushels and maybe 100 million bushels in corn. Not that that would come all tomorrow, but maybe over the next two or three WASDE reports is something we need to be watching for.
Yeah, and then as you said, too, at the same time, that South American crop just keeps getting bigger.
Well, it does in Brazil anyway. I think maybe the Argentinian bean crop's going a little the other way. Big drop last week and good to excellent ratings down in their soybean crop. So we're watching for rain. Rain needs to fall. If not, we probably are looking at a smaller crop there. But as you say, it's being offset by what's happening in Brazil.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Really not. Lots of emotion, lots of people who are trying to understand the future, and that includes politics. And so all of this is going to be some volatile markets for the next couple of weeks. And maybe most importantly is trying to understand when the coronavirus does peak in the United States and globally and what it means in terms of demand. So moving parts in many directions, Randy.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.